Therefore, in love and mercy, I am instructing you, and therefore I have said that if a man judge himself, he will not be judged. It is my good pleasure that the shame of my people not be seen at all. How can I judge the world if I have not judged my own first? Hearken to these things I'm telling you. If you will not hearken to me, then the shame will become evident to all. I would have you consider my life on earth. The anointing upon me was great, and yet the temptations were great on every side. In one form and then in another, offering me first the glory of the kingdoms of the earth, and then reviling and persecuting me. There will be great glory given to my people, and yet temptations shall be intensified also on every side. Don't think that with the glory there shall be no temptations or persecutions. The glory of my church shall be great. So shall the temptations from the enemy to turn my people from my paths. I'm warning you that when the glory shall be manifested, the temptations shall be great, until very few that start finish well. First there shall be offered them great worldly possessions, then great revilings and unbelief.